VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday announced a stay-at-home order for London and Southeast England to slow a new coronavirus strain that is significantly more infectious. Johnson said in a televised briefing that the new strain of the virus does appear to be passed on significantly more easily. He ordered these new restrictions for London and southeastern England from Sunday, saying that under the new Tier 4 rules, residents in those areas must stay at home at least until December 30th. Beijing on Saturday accused the United States of bullying after Washington announced export controls on dozens of Chinese firms over alleged ties to China's military. The announcement in the final weeks of U.S. President Donald Trump's term comes after relations between Washington and Beijing soured under his administration, which saw the U.S. start a trade war with China and expand its list of sanctioned entities to a few hundred Chinese companies and subsidiaries. China's Commerce Ministry said Saturday it firmly opposes the move and vowed to take necessary measures to safeguard Chinese companies' rights. The U.S. Commerce Secretary on Friday said the designations, which restrict U.S. companies' abilities to do business with these firms, are over an array of charges, including human rights abuses and the activities of the Chinese military, particularly in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, China's military tailed a U.S. warship as it passed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait on Saturday, the Chinese military said, denouncing such missions as sending flirtatious glances to supporters of Taiwan independence. China, which claims democratically run Taiwan as its own territory, has been angered by stepped up U.S. support for the island. This is VOA News. Leaders of the three main armed rebel groups occupying large areas of the Central African Republic announced a coalition Saturday, while the government accused former President Francois Bozize of an attempted coup ahead of next week's elections. The rebels' announcement could further fuel tensions already on the rise in the troubled country before the presidential and legislative vote on December 27th. Where the opposition fears massive electoral fraud could occur. UN peacekeepers, meanwhile, deployed in response to fresh attacks as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for calm and for all sides to work together to ensure credible elections there. The armed groups decided to combine all movements into a single entity called the Coalition of Patriots for Change, or CPC, and under a unified command, the rebels wrote in a statement, the CPC invited all other armed groups to join. Meanwhile, the government said Saturday that ex-President Bozize was intending to march on the capital with his men. A government spokesman said this is clearly an attempted coup d'etat that the government denounces during this electoral period. Bozize, who recently returned after years in exile, has been barred from running in the election by the country's top court, as he has been sought in an international arrest warrant filed by the CAR on charges including murder, arbitrary arrest, and torture. Bozize, who came to power in a coup in 2003 before being overthrown in 2013, did say on Tuesday that he accepted the court's decision. NATO said Saturday it was checking its computer systems after a massive cyber attack on U.S. government agencies and others that Washington blamed on Moscow. A top official told AFP that at this time, no evidence of compromise has been found on any NATO networks, but that experts would continue to assess the situation. Microsoft said Thursday its antivirus software detected intrusions in dozens of network systems, with the largest being in the U.S. Microsoft President Brad Smith in a blog post said the hack was the most concerning of several nation-state attacks seen this year. He added that outside the U.S., networks in seven other countries were affected in Belgium, Britain, Canada, Israel, Mexico, Spain, and the United Arab Emirates. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday said, "We can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity. Russia denied involvement." And EU and UK negotiators press on with talks in Brussels, but with no sign of them breaking an impasse over post-Brexit fishing rights in time to save a deal.